In Western China, this is Xi'an, the country's ancient capital. It was once the starting point of the historical Silk Road, a network of trade routes spread across Central Asia. And in this symbolic location, China is seeking to strengthen connections with its neighbors. For the first time, President Xi Jinping is hosting the leaders of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan.
Would it be very important for all six countries that they can talk about, you know, how they can start economic recovery and continue the friendship and their very stable ties?
Central Asian countries are seeking to strengthen trade ties. And as Moscow pours funds into its war in Ukraine and faces the economic impact of sanctions, analysts say Beijing is an increasingly appealing partner.
China can play a more supportive role in the region and working with the region, but not at the expense of Russia.
Trade between China and Central Asian nations hit a record high of $70 billion in 2022. And many transport infrastructure projects, such as railways and roads, have been built in the past decade as part of China's so-called Belt and Road Initiative. The summit coincides with a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven developed economies hosted by Japan. China's growing influence is expected to be one of the main points of discussion as the U.S. pushes for a more unified approach to dealing with Beijing. State-funded think tanks say the Xi'an summit shows a shift in the world order.
These seven developed countries that dominate the current world order and have the monopoly power of the current world economic order are Western nations, while China and the five Central Asian countries represent the interests and demands of developing countries.
In this week of parallel summits, this is China's answer to multilateral diplomacy, reframing global affairs outside Western dominance and surrounding itself with friendly nations in a time of geopolitical uncertainty. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Xi'an, China.